It's all coming back to me now, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Same here.
Yeah, not a, it's not all good either. So I'm gonna go. That's good. Who would have thought this I'd be back? And it's such a gift to me, honestly. I won't bore you with the details of how I got here, but I'm glad I did. And I wanted to just give you a couple of quotes. What do you have? What's the next slide here? Thanks. Discipleship in the Imagination is a series I've been first started in Hong Kong a couple of years ago, and it means it's personally important to me, and I won't bore you why at this point, but I might during the course of the month explain a couple of things around that. But basically, I've just like at sort of late in life have discovered how critical the role of the imagination is, not only to life, the life of the Christian, but just to life. And so this conference is a series of, we're asking for small group gatherings to read through some material. It's not a lot. It's what has been helpful to me. But it's to spur your imagination and to give you eyes to see perhaps some things that you hadn't seen before. So the conference is basically the next slide. I think I've got, I had a schedule down. What did I give you? Yeah, but there's nothing. What's the next one after this? And the next one? Oh, okay. After worship, I'm going to give you an overview, okay, of the month. For those of you who are interested, it'll take me 20 minutes, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of what's involved. And if you're interested, please stick around, and we'll have that conversation. And I'll answer some questions as well. If you go back one slide, you're going to kill me here. There's a quote by William Lynch, who's a Catholic theologian, and who really early on really took to heart the role of the imagination in the Christian life. And this quote by Lynch really caught me off guard early on. He says, "The task of the imagination is to imagine the real." And I first read that, I went, what? because we're so used to thinking of the imagination as connected to the imaginary, to the unreal. And yet, if we think a little more deeply about it, we think, of course not. Without your imagination at work, you would never have shown up here this morning, right? You first had to imagine yourself even being here before you walked out the door. If you could not have imagined yourself getting up, getting in the car or on your feet or wherever, you never would have come.